hope I'll see you again. If you can't be my baby, honey, won't you be my friend? One kiss, one kiss before I say goodbye. If I don't love you, baby, I swear I hope to die.
Girl. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the pond, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she buried you all night too. My girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. Where's that, baby? In the pond, sun don't ever shine. I bet she buried you all night too. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the ponds, where the sun don't shine. I bet she buried you all night too. Shiver for me now. His head was found to drive a wheel, and his body ever, never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the pines, pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she buried you all night too.
Texas blues down to my shoes. Gonna catch that Santa Fe and I'll soon be on my way. Oh, those Texas blues, Lone Star Reverie, that's my destiny. Waco, Fort Worth, San Antonio, any old place is home, sweet home. Oh, it beckons me. Chugging down that railroad track, I'll soon be back. See that fireman shoveling coal, all aboard, let her roll. Oh, those Texas blues, lonesome Lone Star blues. There you'll find rainbows and pot of gold, faithful friend. Oh, those Texas blues. Chugging down that railroad track, Texas home, I'll soon be back. See that fireman shoveling coal, all aboard, let her roll. Oh, those Texas blues, lonesome Lone Star blues. There you'll find the rainbows and a pot of gold, a faithful friend. Oh, those Texas blues.
Listen to the saxophone playing on a mind. tenor tone. Love, love, sweet syncopation. Makes rock like a chair when heat of the air. Oh, it's just like that. He takes breaks, shiver and shake. It'll wrinkle up your spine. Pretty soon it's so intense. Hold people in suspense. My, my, listen to the rhythm, King. Go get your best clothes on. Time we're out and gone. Got to show you that uptown cabaret. They got a band that has master blues and jazz. Got to be there when it starts to play. Listen to the rhythm, King. Listen to play that thing. My, my, that's some sensation. This is saxophone playing on a minor tone. Lord, Lord, sweet syncopation. Makes rock like a chair when heat of the air. Oh, it's just like wine. He takes breaks, shiver and shake. They'll wrinkle up your spine. Pretty soon, so intense. Hold people in suspense. My, my, listen to the rhythm, King. My, my, listen to the rhythm, King.
Have been listening to Revolution Rock here on CGM
1990 what?
Well, I was just gonna say the 1990 more like the 1900s all over the place.
Nine are over.
Yeah, I was gonna say that every decade except for the one that I just called for. No, kind of jumped all over the 20th century there, going from more contemporary tracks to definitely older ones. In this set, it kind of tied into a group that definitely took a lot of their oeuvre from old blues and R&B artists, but then did something unique with it. Basically, spearhead what would eventually be called contemporary rock, but we'll get to that band in just a little bit. We ended off that set with two songs from Mike Hughes, back then known as Lonesome Lefty, from an album that was called Souvenir Album Volume 2. We're playing two songs because Hughes is actually playing tonight at the Fog Lounge alongside with Allison Brown.
We should say Houston, Mike Houston.
I said, oh, I'm sorry. That was a slip of the tongue. Yeah, Mike Houston, pardon
me. Yes, and they're playing tonight at the Fog Lounge. There's two really cool shows going on tonight. So at Fog, you have Allison Brown, Lonesome Lefty, and also The Heartaches from London. And it's more of a country-type show. And then across the street at the Meteor, they have Middle Sister and Zeus playing.
We heard two songs from Lonesome Lefty, a.k.a. Mike Houston. We heard Rhythm King and Texas Blues. Before that, we heard from Leadbelly, who we're hearing in the background right now, a recording from 1944, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And this one is taken from a compilation record, absolutely the best. This is kind of tying into something we did earlier, where we played a number of Meat Puppet songs that were covered during the very famous Nirvana Unplugged concert that they performed back in 1994. So I wanted to tie this one in to hear the original rendition of this song. I mentioned this today. This rendition of it is unique because it's a very slower, drawn-out rendition, a very haunting and mournful-sounding version of Where Did You Sleep Last Night. The more widely available version is a truncated, quicker two-minute version. Still a great song, but I don't think nearly as powerful as this three-minute version, which we heard.
Mm-hmm. Really cool to hear that version. To be honest, I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, it's not as widely known as the other rendition, which is a shame because I think it's the more powerful of the two recordings. But of course, with so many different hands who have dealt with the discography of Leadbelly, it's kind of hard to have a definitive collection anywhere. But you can find that edition, you can find that rendition off of Absolutely the Best. Prior to Carl Perkins, a track that was recorded during his tenure with Sun Records, but never officially released as a single or as an album release, We heard Lonely Street.
Prior to that, we took some blues music from Willie Dixon. Mm-hmm. And this comes from his 1954 album that was titled The
Well, actually, it's a 1954 recording.
Sorry, recording. And I was mispronouncing the word original. The original Wang Dang Doodle was the name of the recording. Mm-hmm. And we heard a song called So Long from that release.
Mm-hmm. And that was because Willie Dixon was a huge influence on the songwriting of the Rolling Stones, who we heard before that, where we're commemorating the 60th anniversary of the release of their debut self-titled record. And then just a few weeks down the road, the album would have been released in America with a slightly different track listing and a different title, England's Newest Hitmakers. So this week, this original edition of the Rolling Stones celebrates the 60th anniversary. On May 29th, that American edition was released. And me and Dave had a little bit of back and forth, but it turns out, Dave, this does happen. You were correct.
Oh.
So we heard two. Well, we heard two songs. One was Little by Little, and one was Tell Me You're Coming Back. Now, Little by Little is credited partially to Phil Spector of the type of arrangement took place in that particular song, but then there was also credited to one other artist. I just glanced at it. I didn't even recognize who it was.
Nanker Pledge. Anyone that doesn't know, early Stones recordings credited that way means that it's credited to all four members of the band.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just talk about the power of that blues influence. Here I am, naive. I mean, this must have been a cover. No, this was an original, definitely indebted not only to a previous recording from Spector, and of course, also their pedigree with blues music, but just such a powerful number. But the album itself only contained one song credited to Jagger and Richards.
And that was the song we started the set off with, Tell Me You're Coming Back, which is actually one of the longer songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But really cool stuff going back to the early gritty days of the Rolling Stones. And
I don't think we have much time left, and we want to get to these songs. So everyone, thank you for tuning into this edition of Revolution Rock. We're actually going to end off with a track or two celebrating the 55th anniversary of Cohen's Songs from a Room.
Yeah, this was originally released on April 7th, 69, and this was recorded in Nashville with Bob Johnston. And really, like, Leonard Cohen's first album was great, but this one kind of stepped it up a bit, a little darker lyrically. And also it contained a lot of songs he would be known for, most notably Bird on the Wire.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear some songs from this release to end out the show. And if you haven't heard this album, just go buy it. That's all you got to do.
Just go buy it. We're not in the money pocket of Big Lenny, but there we are. You know what we're going to play? We're going to play The Butcher from Songs from a Room.
Listen to me now. to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while, I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Oh, sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to, for that's in memory. And I know from her eyes, and I know from her smile, that tonight will be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Da-da-da-da-da. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from the heart of the downtown east side, just off the corner of Main and Hastings. If you want to say hi, we are coming from the signal, I guess, from the top of SFU Burnaby is our usual home, but we're where we are tonight with the unceded ancestral territory of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and Tsleil Waututh. And you can listen to this station and this show, the Vancouver Mixtape, on CJSF.ca.